Ezekiel chapter 30. The Lord's word came again to me, saying, Son of man, prophesy, and say, The Lord God says, Wail, alas for the day. For the day is near, even the Lord's day is near. It will be a day of clouds, a time of the nations. A sword will come on Egypt, and anguish will be in Ethiopia, when the slain fall in Egypt. They take away her multitude, and her foundations are broken down. Ethiopia, Put, Lud, all the mixed people, Cub, and the children of the land that is allied with them, will fall with them by the sword. The Lord says, They also who uphold Egypt will fall. The pride of her power will come down. They will fall by the sword in it from the Tower of Sevenay, says the Lord God. They will be desolate in the middle of the countries that are desolate. Her cities will be amongst the cities that are wasted. They will know that I am the Lord when I have set a fire in Egypt, and all her helpers are destroyed. In that day messengers will go out from before me in ships to make the careless Ethiopians afraid. There will be anguish on them, as in the day of Egypt, for, behold, it comes. The Lord God says, I will also make the multitude of Egypt to cease, by the hand of Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon. He and his people with him, the terrible of the nations, will be brought in to destroy the land. They will draw their swords against Egypt, and fill the land with the slain. I will make the rivers dry, and will sell the land into the hand of evil men. I will make the land desolate, and all that is therein, by the hand of strangers, I, the Lord, have spoken it. The Lord God says, I will also destroy the idols, and I will cause the images to cease from Memphis. There will be no more a prince from the land of Egypt. I will put a fear in the land of Egypt. I will make Pathros desolate, and will set a fire in Zoan, and will execute judgments on No. I will pour my wrath on Sin, the stronghold of Egypt. I will cut off the multitude of No. I will set a fire in Egypt. Sin will be in great anguish. No will be broken up. Memphis will have adversaries in the daytime. The young men of Avon and of Pibzeth will fall by the sword. They will go into captivity. At Tahathnehes also the day will withdraw itself, when I break the yokes of Egypt, there. The pride of her power will cease in her. As for her, a cloud will cover her, and her daughters will go into captivity. Thus I will execute judgments on Egypt. Then they will know that I am the Lord. In the 11th year, in the first month, in the 7th day of the month, the Lord's word came to me, saying, Son of man, I have broken the arm of Pharaoh king of Egypt. Behold, it has not been bound up, to apply medicines, to put a bandage to bind it, that it may become strong to hold the sword. Therefore the Lord God says, Behold, I am against Pharaoh king of Egypt, and will break his arms, the strong arm, and that which was broken. I will cause the sword to fall out of his hand. I will scatter the Egyptians amongst the nations, and will disperse them through the countries. I will strengthen the arms of the king of Babylon, and put my sword in his hand, but I will break the arms of Pharaoh, and he will groan before the king of Babylon with the groaning of a mortally wounded man. I will hold up the arms of the king of Babylon, and the arms of Pharaoh will fall down. Then they will know that I am the Lord, when I put my sword into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he stretches it out on the land of Egypt. I will scatter the Egyptians amongst the nations, and disperse them through the countries. Then they will know that I am the Lord.